Public News Service Daily Newscast for Tuesday, November the 13th, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. California is now facing a pair of wildfires, also on the Tuesday rundown. Higher education in New Jersey, a racial split. Plus, food resources still available despite the public charge proposal. Topping our news, strong dry winds expected to continue through the early part of this week in California. That from NPR. They report the Camp Fire in Northern California, which started Thursday, is the state's most destructive fire ever. It scorched more than 113,000 acres north of Sacramento and killed 29 people so far. NPR adds in Southern California, officials say the Woolsey Fire, which also started Thursday, has killed 2 people and burned more than 91,000 acres. Public college students in the state of New Jersey are being split into 2 separate and unequal tracks. Mary Sherman tells us that's according to new research released today.
Research from the Georgetown University Center on Education in the Workforce shows that white students are disproportionately represented at selective public colleges, which in New Jersey include the College of New Jersey, New Jersey Institute of Technology, Rowan University, Rutgers University, New Brunswick, and Stockton University. Report co-author Martin Vanderwerf explained 16 out of every 100 New Jersey college-age young adults are black, compared to the 7 out of 100 freshmen at the state's elite public colleges who are black.
For Latinos, 24 out of every 100 college-age young adults in New Jersey are Latino, but only 14 out of every 100 New Jersey selective public college freshmen are Latino.
The research also finds that from 2005 to 2015, Latinos gained some ground in student representation at selective public colleges, while black students in New Jersey became less represented. The report points to misguided admissions practices and a growing inequity in student spending as factors in the disparities. Vanderwerf says admissions policies that rely heavily on standardized testing are problematic because they are not a reliable predictor of college graduation rates, but rather an indication of the quality of students' K-12 schooling.
At the elite public colleges, students have an 85% chance of graduating compared to just 51% at an open-access public college. Children's advocates sounding the alarm about a recent proposal by the Trump administration that would make it easier to deny immigration green cards. That would be by expanding the definition of what it means to be a public charge or dependent on a government program.
Anya Rose with Hunger Free Colorado says some families are choosing not to apply for food and nutritional benefits out of fear. In response, her group is reminding Coloradans that the only food program that could be impacted if the new rule goes into effect is SNAP or food stamps, and many other services are still available without risk.
So that includes WIC, women, infants, and children, free and reduced price lunches or breakfast at school, and food pantries. It would also include meal sites like soup kitchens or after school snacks and suppers.
Rose adds, if children are currently getting food stamp benefits, that will not count against their parents' green card applications. The Trump administration claims the new rule would promote self-sufficiency and preserve public funds. If you have questions about how to access food for you or your family, call the toll-free food resource hotline at 855-855-4626. It's a confidential service available in English and Spanish statewide. Public comments on the rule must be received before December 10th at regulations.gov. I'm Eric Galatis.
New research uncovers the instability faced by Indiana youth in foster care. Fostering Youth Transitions is a data brief released today by the Annie E. Casey Foundation. It shows that moving in and out of foster care placements, unstable placement settings, and leaving foster care without finding a permanent family can create barriers to well-being. Brent Kett is with the Foster Youth Advocacy Program organization called Indiana Connected by 25.
Among foster youth aging out in the Midwest, 1 in 5 will be homeless within 2 years of leaving the state's custody. Only about 50% are employed at age 24, and only about 58% have earned a high school diploma or GED by age 19.
The report says these challenges are exacerbated by race as young people of color enter the foster care system at higher rates than their white peers and are more likely to experience 3 or more placements. And finally, Mark Richardson reports a group of military veterans, including a representative from Arizona, are in Washington, D.C. this week. They're there to meet with members of Congress about preserving America's wilderness areas.
The veterans delivered letters urging members to pass a package of bills aimed at protecting many of the nation's forests, canyons, deserts, and wild and scenic rivers. Brian Stoltz, an Army veteran and stewardship director for the Arizona Wilderness Coalition, says pristine public lands can be therapeutic places for former service members.
Personally, I have a lot of friends that are struggling with PTSD and have found great solitude in going out to wilderness areas and having this rejuvenation effect on their mental status and their psychological well-being.
The veterans are advocating for the passage of protections for wilderness areas in Arizona, as well as hundreds of others across the country. The measures before Congress would permanently protect 1.3 million acres of wilderness, 395 miles of wild and scenic river, and 713,000 acres with conservation designations. The veterans are hoping to convince lawmakers to pass the legislation before their current term ends in December.
Support for this reporting was provided by the Pew Charitable Trusts. I'm Mike Clifford. You've been newsin' and cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.